Hi, it's One for the Future. I'm Josh Sexton, delighted to be joined today to talk about the Academy by Neil Jones from Goal.com and Matt Addison from the Liverpool Echo. You might not have heard Matt on this show before. He's taken over from John Gibbons for this one and possibly for future ones if he shows himself with a good performance in this one. We're going to have a bit of a chat about succession planning today and a few things which sort of may pertain to the first team in the future, but mainly about the lads in the Academy at the moment and a few potential signings. And Neil, we'll start off with the two names that have been mentioned recently that have come up, which is Trent Cohn-Doherty and Ben Doak, the 15 and 16 year old wingers, one from Ireland and one from over in Scotland with Celtic. Do you know much about either of these moves so far and where they're sort of at, or have you been keeping up with them at all?
Well, I think they both happen. Obviously, it's always the thirst for transfers means people get very excited, even by 15 year olds from Derry.
Were you putting out like reaction shows to the Ben Doak stuff?
Yeah, you know, I mean, Ben Doak is an interesting one because he's played first team football. Yeah. Obviously, that is, you know, no matter what level or what, you know, how much football you've played, it is reflective of your potential if you're playing at 16 in the first team, especially at a club like Celtic, who, you know, I'm guessing you don't need to play Ben Doak, but maybe there's a bit of a sweetener there, or attempted sweetener for him. I think he's one that, you know, you'd look and say, well, if I'm him and I've been playing at that level at Celtic, I'd be looking more 23s, sort of, you know, on the edge of the first team, a little bit Kate Gordon-y sort of style. I think Trent Cohn-Doherty, great name.
Great name.
got everything there. I think that's got a bit for everyone.
Love
really
a double barrel Trent.
Yeah. But I think he'd be more one for you know, the under 18s, and I couldn't profess to have seen him play ever. I know the Irish media loves to get excited about it. There's the amount of times I hear people asking about Conor Bradley and Quiveen Kelleher, you know, at press conferences and things like that. There's a great appetite for Irish players to come to Liverpool. A lot have done so very successfully in the past, obviously, as well. It's a well-trodden path, so be interesting to see. But it's not, you know, it feels like a big deal because of the way that the football media is in terms of transfers, but really it's what Liverpool do pretty much every year. They're always bringing over trialists, they're always bringing over players that used to be from Scandinavia and Poland and places like that, and maybe there's a little bit more of a more domestic focus with obviously the Brexit rules going on.